The first reading today, St. John speaks to us about the love that we have to have for one another. And he tells us that would be the case because God has loved us. Now we know that the whole point of the prayer life, the whole point of the Christian life, is conformity to Jesus Christ. Jesus is love. And so the more that we are conformed to Christ, the more that we are going to be filled with charity. And the more that we are filled with charity, the more that we are going to change the way that we act and the way that we think toward other people. So that becomes our first question. Are we seeing that in ourselves? Are we seeing a growth in charity toward other people? If we're not, then we have to ask, is my love for God growing? Because if my love for God is growing, then I have to love whoever he loves. And guess who he loves? Everyone. He made us in his own image and likeness. He made us to love and to be loved. And so that is the only way that he will treat us. Even if we hate him, he still loves us. Because he is love. That should be reflected in us. And then we come to the other half of that question that is there. What about death? I don't remember which way the thing went when they did some survey a number of years ago if people were more afraid of dying or if they were more afraid of public speaking, but the two of them were right up there somewhere. That's what people were terrified of. And so, are you afraid to die? If you think about death in general, is that something that scares you, or is that something that gets you pretty pumped up? We're not talking about death for the sake of trying to escape. We're not talking about suicidal sorts of ideas. We're talking about the fact that the purpose of this life is to prepare us for the next. And if we really, truly believed what it is that we proclaim, we would be pretty excited about the possibility of dying. Now, if you've got little kids, maybe that's a little different, obviously, but for those of us who don't, the possibility of being able to go to heaven should fill us with the greatest joy. The idea of being able to see our blessed Lord face to face. As St. John said in the first reading, no one has ever seen God. Yet, if we love one another, God remains in us, and his love is brought to perfection in us. And what's the perfection of love, St. John says? That we're not afraid. Why would we be afraid to see our Lord if we truly love him? So it comes back to that first question. Are we seeing an increase in our love for God? If we're not, then we have to ask ourselves what's going on with our prayer life. Because if the prayer life and the Christian life in general is conformity to Christ, then we should be seeing that kind of development in us. And the more that we love the Lord, the more excited we're going to be to see him. Obviously, we are all sinners, and yet we also know that he is total mercy. And we know that if our sins have been confessed and forgiven, they are gone. They are no longer there. They will not be heard of on the day of judgment. They are gone. So you don't need to be afraid of your sins if you honestly confess them. So then why would we be afraid? Because it's the unknown? I can tell you, if you are conscious shortly before you die, what tends to happen is people that the rest of us can't see start filling the room of the person who's dying. they see their parents or their spouse or their children or their aunts and uncles or whomever it is that has gone before them. The Lord sends their loved ones to be able to help them, to bring them to the other side, letting them know they don't need to be afraid. So you don't need to be afraid of that. So why would we be afraid to die? Either because we don't believe what it is that we profess, or because we don't love the Lord. Now again, we put that into practical ways of looking at it. St. Augustine talked about this 1600 years ago. And he was talking about a soldier who is off in battle. And if he thinks about going home to see his family, is he going to be afraid? Oh, what if my wife doesn't want to see me? What if my kids hate my guts now? What if they don't want me anymore? No. He's going to be so excited about going home and seeing the people that he loves, he's not afraid to go home. If heaven is our home, why would we be afraid? If we love God more than we love anybody else, which is what we're supposed to do, we wouldn't be afraid to stand before him. Yes, he is going to be our judge. But once again, we have the tribunal of mercy right over there. If your sins have been forgiven, you don't have to be afraid of those either. All you have to do is focus on loving the Lord. Because the other thing that'll happen, the more that we love the Lord, the less we're going to sin. Because we know that our sins offend him, and we don't want to do that because we love him too much. So even with that, we aren't going to have a whole lot that we need to be afraid of. So we need to look at that question that St. John poses to us. If perfect love casts out all fear, then why are we afraid? It's one of the sad things that's going on in our society. People live in fear. I don't get it. Why? Because we don't trust the Lord? Because we don't love the Lord? Because we're focused on ourselves? Obviously, there is no hope in ourselves. And if we're focused on ourselves, yeah, then I guess we have good reason to be afraid. We're pretty pathetic. But if we focus on the Lord, then we have every reason to have confidence, to be at peace, because we know that he loves us. Or do we actually believe that? Once again, as many times as we've all heard this, hardly a week goes by that I'm not having to talk to somebody about the fact that, no, God actually really does love you. So we really don't believe that he does, because we think that we are so unlovable for whatever reason. My sins are so bad, or, you know, I'm this or I'm that or whatever. God loves you. And I know you've heard that 1,000 times or more. Do you believe it is the question? Because if you don't believe that God loves you, well, then I guess there's good reason to be afraid that you're going to stand before somebody who doesn't love you. But if you know that he does, and you love him, then you're not going to be afraid. So if there is a question in your mind of whether or not God loves you, which ultimately, if you translate that down, the question is, am I even lovable? Because it says, God can't love me. God is love, so it's the only thing he can do. So if he doesn't love you, that means that you are unlovable. And that is exactly the opposite of how he created you. God is love. He made you in his image and likeness. He made you to love and to be loved, period. You are lovable by your nature, by your creation. And you cannot be anything other. Well, we do all kinds of very unlovable things, and we prove ourselves sometimes in many ways to be rather unlovable. But you know what? Most of you are parents. Didn't your teenagers do the same thing? They proved themselves over and over again, and you kept loving them for some weird reason. God loves you infinitely more than you love your kids. So no matter how much you've tried to prove to him that he shouldn't love you, he still does. And he doesn't love you any less either. He still loves you infinitely. So maybe that's where we all need to begin, with that question. Because we've been hurt, we've been rejected on the human level. And then we transfer that to God and we think, well, if human beings do this to me, this is how God's going to treat me too. It's not true. So we need to work on that. We need to accept our dignity. We need to accept that we are lovable and that God loves us. And then we need to work on loving him. And the more that we can love him, the more we're going to be able to love the people around us. And the more that we can love, the more confidence that we're going to have, and the less fear that is going to fill our hearts. Then the really exciting part comes. We'll actually look forward to dying. Not for the sake of dying, but for the sake of what comes on the other side of it. To be able to see Jesus face to face and to be with him for all eternity.